dare attack America, we will deal with those who harbor them and feed them and house them. Make no mistake about it. Underneath our tears is the strong determination of America to win this war. And we will win it. I'm going to ask the Secretary of State to say a few things and then the Attorney General.
Thank you, Mr. President. I might just say that I'm very pleased with the response we've been getting from the international community. I think every civilized nation in the world recognizes that this was an assault not just against the United States, but against civilization. We should also take note it's not just Americans who lost lives in the World Trade Centers. Dozens of countries lost lives, and they realized that this was an attack against them as well. So we're receiving expressions of support from around the world, and not just rhetorical support, but real support for whatever may lay ahead in this campaign that is ahead of us.
That is the President's briefing moments ago after meeting with the National Security Council. What we want to do now is take you live to the President's weekly radio address. Here it is.
Opponents who believe they are invisible, yet they are mistaken. They will be exposed, and they will discover what others in the past have learned. Those who make war against the United States have chosen their own destruction. Victory against terrorism will not take place in a single battle, but in a series of decisive actions against terrorist organizations and those who harbor and support them. We are planning a broad and sustained campaign to secure our country and eradicate the evil of terrorism, and we are determined to see this conflict through. Americans of every faith and background are committed to this goal. Yesterday, I visited the site of the destruction in New York City and saw an amazing spirit of sacrifice and patriotism and defiance. I met with rescuers who have worked past exhaustion, who cheered for our country and the great cause we have entered. In Washington, D.C., the political parties and both houses of Congress have shown a remarkable unity, and I'm deeply grateful. A terrorist attack designed to tear us apart has instead bound us together as a nation. Over the past few days, we have learned much about American courage, the courage of firefighters and police officers who suffered so great a loss, the courage of passengers aboard United 93, who may well have fought with the hijackers and saved many lives on the ground. Now we honor those who died and prepare to respond to these attacks on our nation. I will not settle for a token act. Our response must be sweeping, sustained, and effective. We have much to do and much to ask of the American people. You will be asked for your patience, for the conflict will not be short. You will be asked for resolve, for the conflict will not be easy. You will be asked for your strength, because the course to victory may be long. In the past week, we have seen the American people at their very best. Everywhere in America, citizens have come together to pray, to give blood, to fly our country's flag. Americans are coming together to share their grief and gain strength from one another. Great tragedy has come to us, and we are meeting it with the best that is in our country, with courage and concern for others, because this is America. This is who we are. This is what our enemies hate and have attacked, and this is why we will prevail. Thank you for listening.
That was live. Now we're going to go back to some tape that we were having fed in moments ago. This is the President once again after meeting with the National Security Council members.
Of these terrorists. But they have stirred up the might of the American people. And we're going to get them. For however long it takes. In my radio address today, I explained to the American people that this effort may require patience. But we're going to get as long as it takes. And it's not just one person. We're talking about those who fed them, those who house them, those who harbor terrorists will be held accountable for this action. Go ahead, sorry.
Are you satisfied that Osama bin Laden is the kingpin of this operation?
There is no question he is what we would call a prime suspect. And if he thinks he can hide and run from the United States and our allies, he will be sorely mistaken.
Mr. President, do you have a message for the reservists that you called up yesterday? Can you tell us whether you think more may have to be called?
My message is for everybody who wears the uniform, get ready. The United States will do what it takes to win this war. And I ask patience of the American people. There's no question in my mind we'll have the resolve. I witnessed it yesterday on the construction site. Behind the sadness and the exhaustion, there is a desire by the American people to not seek only revenge, but to win a war against barbaric behavior, people that hate freedom and hate what we stand for. And this is an administration that is going to dedicate ourselves to winning that war.
What did Pakistan say it would do to help the United States?
We put before the Pakistani government a specific list of things that we would like cooperation on, and they've agreed to all those items. I'm not prepared to announce today what those specific items are, but the Pakistani government was very forthcoming, and we're appreciative.
Mr. President, what kind of military options are you considering?
This is an administration that will not talk about how we gather intelligence, how we know what we're going to do, nor what our plans are. When we move, we will communicate with you in an appropriate manner. We're at war. There's been an act of war declared upon America by terrorists, and we will respond accordingly. And I appreciate very much the American people understanding that. As we plan, as we put our strategy into action, we will let you know when we think it's appropriate, not only for to protect the lives of our servicemen and women, but to make sure our coalition has had proper time to be noticed as well. But we're going to act.
What is the risk of additional attacks on us at this
point? I would think the American people need to be go about their business on Monday, but with a heightened sense of awareness that that a group of barbarians have declared war on the American people. Our hope, of course, is that they make no sacrifice whatsoever. We would like to see life return to normal in America. But these people have declared war on us. And we will do whatever it takes to make sure that we're safe internally. So therefore, people may not be able to board flights as quickly. Our borders are tighter than they've ever been before. We're taking a variety of measures to make sure that the American people are safe, just as the Attorney General spoke about. But we hope, obviously, that the measures we take will allow the American economy to continue on. I urge people to go to their businesses on Monday. I understand Major League Baseball is going to start playing again. It is important for America to get on about its life. But our government will be on full alert, and we'll be tracing every lead, every potential, to make sure that the American people are safe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
The president's own words, we are at war. I know it got a little confusing for you there, so let me try and make some sense of what you've just witnessed. First of all, we had two sources coming into us. One of them was the National Security Council briefing, which is what you were just witnessing there with the president speaking. Amidst that, suddenly the president also got live or went into his national radio address. That was also a live event, so we broke into that so you could listen to the president live as well. And then we returned to his comments from the National Security Council briefing. David Gregory is joining us once again, as he was before we cut to that. David, some